I mean, the intro can't be Howdy, because Howdy is our intro for Bookend.
You just say, hi really quick. Hi.
Hey guys, what's up? No, that's the normal. That's the normal show. It's too similar to the normal one.
But isn't this supposed to be the prelude to
So hi is the prelude to hey guys.
Hi and howdy.
Howdy, hi, hey guys. It doesn't even like go in. It starts long, gets really short, and then gets a little bit longer.
I don't make the rule. I don't know.
All right.
This is so awkward.
I mean, I guess maybe that's the intro. Hey guys. So this is what do we call the show again? Between the Chapters. Between the Chapters.
Where we actually cover
yes,
something that actually relates to the name. And
well, I mean, to be fair, the 2-episode trial run of Between the Chapters we did months and months ago, we're both book related, so
yeah
I mean it still fits, but now we've decided that with us starting more shows to put on our Not Just Any Book Club podcast page thing, we could have we could have both a show for the pop culture stuff we wanted to do and a show that more closely related to our main show. So this is Between the Chapters. Between the Chapters is going to be short stories that are going to directly relate in some way to the theme for the main show.
Not like Bookends, because Bookends, we don't know.
Yeah, Bookends, it might relate, it might not. Mostly because we record those in bulk in advance. but
so we don't know.
We don't know. Next month's might relate. We've decided already what...
It's very slim. It's very... Yeah, you gotta really look for it.
It's a 1 in 3 chance that next month's episode of Bookends will relate to the theme. Because we've already decided what the 3 that are going into the poll are. But we'll announce those later. All right, so I guess we can get right into it.
I am Justin. You should also introduce yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Pierce, for any people who jump in on one of our side shows.
Not our main show.
Yeah. So this month, the theme for our main show was anti-hero. And so we decided to read Memento Mori for Between the Chapters.
And Memento Mori is a short story by Jonathan Nolan, who you may know as Christopher Nolan's brother, who didn't do...
You probably don't know him, because he's Christopher Nolan's brother.
Yeah, when anybody ever says Jonathan Nolan, we go, who's that? And we have to say, oh, he's Christopher Nolan's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now. He helped Christopher Nolan write some stuff, but, you know...
I don't have his page pulled up right now, but it seemed like most of what he did was he had like writing credits on some shows and movies, I believe. He didn't direct anything like his brother, as far as I saw. Maybe I'm wrong.
On television, if you've seen Person of Interest or
nope,
what Westworld? Hey, that's something.
Oh, Westworld is a show that I should watch at some point because I've heard it's good.
Oh wait, he's doing the upcoming Fallout TV show.
Is he directing it or is he writing for it?
According to Wikipedia, he's the writer and the executive producer. So you know what? Maybe
interesting.
Couple years down the line, we'll have to refer to Jonathan Nolan. No, Christopher Nolan as Jonathan Nolan's brother.
Yeah, or maybe we'll just know them forget, both as
we just forget about both of them.
Yeah.
Forget Christopher Nolan, which leads us into what the story is about. You like that segue? Because I sure did.
I did.
Memento Mori. You also may know the movie Memento, which doesn't have much to do with the actual movie itself. We'll get into the differences later. Without spoiling the movie, but we'll be spoiling this short story because I don't know why else you'd be clicking on this. If you want to find the short story, Google it. It's on Esquire. You can read for free. And the author himself, Jonathan Nolan, a.k.a. Christopher Nolan's brother, read it out loud on YouTube as an audiobook.
And I will say, it would only take a couple minutes to read, and this is going to be the case for all episodes of this sideshow. On our main show, we try not to spoil anything unless it's like pretty unavoidable for whatever we read. But on this show, we're going to spoil the short stories we read because it's kind of hard to get into a short story without spoiling it because it's so short.
So pause the podcast now if you have not listened/read it. All right. I'm pretty sure you either really don't care because, you either don't care or you've read it already because it's a good short story.
Maybe you want to listen to our bad takes before you read it. Maybe that's. Yeah.
Or you might want a little bit of refresher because we're about to summarize this. I read this short story like in the morning, and this is my second time reading it through. So my memory on the short story and the chronology of it is a little bit, you know, hazy, but here goes nothing. So it opens up on a letter and it's addressed to you. If you don't know who you is, it's basically just insulting him, saying you're a coward, you're a horrible human being. And then he wakes up, Earl. Earl just wakes up in the hospital. It's just stark contrast to what we're reading because it's all white. He's really confused. He's going through the motions of what's going on. And he's left himself a bunch of notes. He's trying to keep track of what to do. Like, it takes him, he needs a 30-minute block to brush his teeth and just do regular routine things. The letters interspersed throughout this short story keep on insulting on like how pointless his life is and how he lives for nothing because he's the 10-minute man who lives 10 minutes at a time. But these letters get a little bit more personal, and they start talking about, hey, you need to get more revenge. You have to avenge your wife, because he looks in the mirror and he sees a scar going from his neck or somewhere around it, and he sees a picture of his brain that tells him, you have amnesia. But he realizes this too late, just goes back to bed. And then we cut to another letter. I forgot what the letter said. I know it just insults him a lot more and goes into the philosophy of time. Whatever happened there happened. Then we cut back to the present, or quote-unquote, the regular timeline. He wakes up in a room. He's fully dressed. He's in jeans. He has tattoos on his arm, and he's in a yellow room, which contrasts with basically the setting, the set. Looks around, doesn't know what's happening, and then he just goes back to bed. And I should have wrote down what happens in this letter, but I forgot. So basically it's insulting him, telling his life is pointless. Wakes up again. He's getting a tattoo. He sees that he's getting a tattoo right now. He hears the humming and he feels the tattoo and he looks at his wrist and it says, I raped and killed your wife, tattooed right on him. Then we cut another part of the letter. It cuts. We go to a room and he's watching TV and he looks in a mirror and he sees a bunch of tattoos that point towards a man with a goatee and a beard. I forgot the general description. And he takes it upon himself to, in the big twist, continue writing the letter himself. And then eventually it ends up with him killing a dude. It has the same description as it was described with a beard and goatee. And it's out in public, so everybody's surrounding him, and Earl feels like he's satisfied. He's completed what he was meant to do, despite being really confused. This is where the second and first person portions of the story converge. And then it flashes forward again. He's in a car. He's unsure if it's a taxi or a cop car. It doesn't matter, because he tries to remember what he just did. But he's unable to find a pen. He starts banging on whoever's driving the car, but it's too late. He hits the car hits a pothole, hits a bump. He looks in the mirror and just loses his memory again. And forever, the cycle will continue. And yeah, that's essentially Memento Mori. Really enjoyed this.
No, it's a good short story. It's written in an interesting way. You can at least say that, even if you were somebody who didn't enjoy the content.
I mean, there are also two symbols. We could probably discuss it because it takes just 2 seconds to say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The bell and the watch, which follow him around the short story, and the narrator taunts him about it. So, in a very surface level analysis of it, what do you think the bell represents? Because it has his birth year, and a year that means nothing to him.
This is the one thing that I actually didn't see referenced anywhere. I know that in the story they talk about how the reason that he has the bell is he like gave it to himself because it's written on one of the notes, like why he has it. And he talks about how the rich people in the when medicine wasn't as good, a big fear was that they would be buried alive because people would just think that they were dead and they were really alive. So they would have a tube for air, and then they would also have a string that carries down the tube that at the other end is attached to a bell. So that way they could ring it if they were alive after they were buried.
Mm-hmm.
And that way somebody would know that to come get them.
Yep. There's not much arguing there, because I think that's like the most explicit symbol.
Yeah.
Aside from the watch, which I don't think... what do you think the watch represents?
What I took from it is he loses it, and it's like he kind of has lost himself in time. He's not really like he's not able to recount the past, and he's not really able to look into the future. So he's just kind of lost himself in whatever moment in time he's in, and that's what him losing this watch represents.
Yeah, same here. I just assumed that it was just him breaking free from his chain, which was time, because basically, by writing the letters himself, he gives himself meaning in his life. That's what the letters keep on taunting him about. Like, hey, you're going to live 10 minutes of time. Right now, even though you're not going to remember anything, you're going to give meaning to yourself by achieving something. Which, he doesn't remember the victory, but he remembers the feeling, I think. Something like that.
Well... He seems to remember the feeling in that moment as he's moving away from doing it. But I don't know that he'll always remember the feeling, because he can't write things down on his arm fast enough. So I don't know. And I think that's kind of the unfortunate thing. The thing about the main character is that he's lost himself to time. So even when he actually achieves the thing he sets out to do, he can't remember it. He's lost that moment, that feeling of triumph. So he's kind of like a... You could also say that he's kind of like a tragic hero in that way.
Yeah. Well, by doing so, he also, you know, by living in such short segments, like, he doesn't have anything else to worry about. Like, he can just live... Mm-hmm. his entire life as a vigilante who doesn't really have a set course in life, because he's just done for. And he's essentially just giving up on life. This is what he's going to be doing for the rest of his life, maybe. Who knows? There's nothing else to talk about, is there?
I mean, we could talk about some more stuff.
Oh, but yeah, Memento Mori. What is that? Like, the name.
What does the name of the story mean? I know in Latin it means remember to die.
Yep. And we should scour this Wikipedia page, because we're just the greatest podcast host. I think it's the meaning of this. Is to of the title of the story is to remind himself of, like, hey, you're gonna die, but just make sure you're gonna die within like 10 minutes, like hypothetically, mm-hmm. but just make sure to live that 10 minutes of your life the most you can. Like, live it to the fullest.
Yeah, he is, I guess you could call him a man who eternally dies. There's, because he's a completely different person after each time he resets.
Yeah,
every 10 minutes.
Do you think that the wife exists? Do you think it was just a story that he made up in his mind to give himself meaning? Do you think that someone planted the letter, and then, you know, as a prank?
Well, that's interesting, because that would make him even more of an anti-hero, and also even more of a tragic hero as well, because he thinks he's doing something good, avenging the death of someone else, and he could have made it all up in his head, and he's just killing some person. Because in the story, he just appears there, if I'm not mistaken. Like, there's no, like,
yeah,
oh, I found him, and I wrote down where he lives, and who, and that this was the guy who killed my wife. There's no point in that, in the story, that he does that. He just is there over, isn't he just over the dead body? So yeah, he doesn't even remember the action. So, you know.
I really wanted you to do, like, a Borat impression by saying my wife.
I will not be doing that. That's such an old reference.
My wife. I need to avenge my wife. Oh my god, that's bad.
Yeah, never do that again. that's an interesting thought. I didn't actually think of that he could have just made all of it up in his head to give himself some kind of meaning. Because without it, he doesn't really have any meaning, because he just exists for 10 minutes and then is basically another person.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, we could also. I thought that's like the tone of you ending this podcast. Are you?
No. Okay. I was gonna say. I guess that we could talk about some of the differences with the movie. Now, I haven't seen the movie. You have, because you've seen every movie ever made. Yeah, every movie ever made. But my understanding is that the movie plays in reverse, and it doesn't seem like
reverse chronological order.
Right. It doesn't seem like this short story does this. It seems that some of it is kind of out of order. Like, some of the events don't have to be necessarily in the same.
Well, order. Okay. Well, the short story. I feel like it's just like it basically just skips over, like, you know, certain 10-minute segments of his life, and then just like transports you to a random moment of his life.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to say, is that it seems to me that these moments could have happened at any point in his life. Like, the beginning could have been after he killed that guy. Like, he could just not remember that he killed that guy.
So maybe this was not his first time. Ooh.
Right. There's nothing that links the story together in any chronological order, whether it's reverse or forwards. You don't really know what time you're in every time it jumps. It just jumps to a different time.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, this is me talking about the movie. I'm also not a big Nolan fan. Let's just get that out of the way.
You're not a big Christopher Nolan fan.
Yeah. Jonathan Nolan, from his one and only work I've actually, you know, seen. He seems like a pretty good guy. Christopher Nolan. Inception, I don't know why people like that movie.
You don't like that movie at all?
I mean,
I know we're not talking about it right now, but
we need to fill up the length of this podcast somehow.
to me, it did feel like Inception was a little bit obtuse just to be obtuse, like, for no other reason. But I don't think it was a bad movie.
I'm just not crazy about it. Especially when people talk about it, it's like the second coming of Citizen Kane, which we've also covered on our podcast.
Wow. Yeah. If you... that was our first episode of Bookends, our other sideshow, if you haven't listened to that.
It's not about books.
It's not about books. It's about movies. Book and
not just about movies. It's about everything else.
Oh, that's true. Book. Yeah, it's about every other pop culture.
Yeah, Bookends is not a show about books. Just remember that.
Yes. It's kind of in the name. Just think about, you know, at the end of books, what other pop culture stuff is there to cover? This is not what we should be talking about.
I mean, if you guys could think of a better name, just let me know.
Yeah, on our Twitter. Anyhow, back to Memento.
I'm also not huge on this movie either. Mainly because it's just, it's whatever for me. I don't feel any strong feelings towards it. But the important distinction between this movie and the short story is that talks about the movie is more about why things happen, which is why their reverse chronological order works so well. You could probably do that in a book, but like, you know, different mediums, and you gotta, you know, attend for that. So you can't really, like, if you wanted to do a one-to-one, I know these guys developed the concept of it side by side and actually helped each other. I don't know how much Christopher Nolan helped with the short story, but I know that John Nolan had some hand of it. Hand in the movie making process, if I recall correctly. I don't know how much. Maybe it was just probably writing or the idea.
Yeah, I mean, on Esquire, it opens with the fact that him and Christopher Nolan thought of this idea together, I believe. Yeah, two brothers had an idea for a story. So, you know, if nothing else, he helped come up with the concept.
Yeah, and other than the concept, the movies are completely, or the story is completely different.
Yes, yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
And that's you know, that's kind of what I was saying about the way that it flows. Like, there's no distinct, I don't feel like there's any distinction for, you know, what period of time each scene, I guess you could call them scenes, each scene in the short story is taking place in, and just that they're all after his wife died. So
yeah, I mean, okay. If you want to look at the short story, like, there were a lot of quotes in the second person sessions or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were like kind of like really profound. Like the bell stuff was really cool. I don't remember anything, but it was really well written, especially for a guy that has amnesia.
I think it was genuinely, the second person was gripping and interesting, if for nothing else than because it was written in second person, and that's so rare in literature.
So it's like choose your own adventure novels.
Yeah, which, you know.
Maybe we'll cover that on the podcast.
We can do second person books on the podcast, and one of us
just read two
adventure.
Yeah. I don't know how many books are in second person. It's probably not many.
I've looked it up before to see if it's something that we could do on the podcast. And there's a couple. I don't know that we could do it on the podcast if we have more than like a couple people, but yeah.
Doesn't sound very, I don't know. I don't know how fun that will be, but
no, probably not.
If you guys have any suggestions for a second person story that we should cover, let us know.
Okay. But yeah, Memento Mori. My opinion is a pretty good story. Pretty good. Yeah.
Vic, who also read it, but couldn't be here because she was watching Jojo Rabbit. Ironically, I know we're gonna bring this up, but we long time ago, Pierce, I'm placing this all on you. It was like, hey, join us next month if you want to watch Pierce discuss Jojo Rabbit, and we never did.
How can you place that all on me?
Because
It was our scheduling problems.
We just never brought it up again.
Yeah. But you can't place it all on me. It's not. Well, anyway.
The salt. I don't know how. Yeah, I don't think there's any. Yeah.
I don't think there's much else to say about the short
story. This is what happens if we do one short story.
Yeah. So Memento Mori was good. I think this is a genuinely good discussion, even though it was fairly short. But I think going forward, you know, I'm saying this to you as much as to any audience member.
I don't know what he's about to say. What he's about to say.
I think next time maybe we'll pick two short stories related to the topic.
Dope.
Even if there are two that are just like a couple pages long, or one of them's like longer and one of them shorter.
Don't make us read two novellas.
Yeah, we're not going to read, you know, because that's reading two novellas is like reading a novel. So. Short novel, yes. But I mean, the novel I'm reading for next week is only 100 pages long. So,
oh, it's
like, it's like 120 or something.
Okay,
I'm breaking my streak of reading the longest book
of everyone here.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of that, actually, so next week will
be our main show.
Our main show. So tune in if you want to hear me talk about The Stranger and Albert Camus, and we can talk about whatever everyone else read. I don't really know what everyone else read, to be honest.
Like, I'm gonna spoil that on here. Ooh.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's Anti-Heroes. It's the same as this. I don't know what we're gonna title this, but you better include Anti-Hero in parentheses somewhere.
Yeah, I will probably just title it Between the Chapters parentheses Anti-Hero
: Memento Mori.
Yes.
Parentheses episode title. Oh, no, episode number.
Yep. Well, no, because we already used parentheses, so you would want to use brackets there.
If you do,
obviously. Oh, my.
Yeah. Just make it more confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, so next week's the our main show. We will also have a poll for what our topic in September will be, coming out on our Twitter on
whenever.
Probably Monday or Tuesday week. So if you want to vote for what we're going to read in September, don't forget to check that out. Also, I figure we have our first episode of Bookends out, so if you missed our episode on Citizen Kane, go ahead and watch that, and I'll announce what, you know, the next episode of Bookends is going to be after after our main show next week. But it was an interesting discussion. We already recorded that episode.
And also, I think Pierce forgot this, ironically enough. Don't forget to, rate us 5 stars on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Give us a thumbs up or
thumbs up. I don't know.
I only use Spotify, and I don't even think there's a rating system on there. So
follow us on Spotify.
Yeah, follow us on Spotify. Give us some stars.
Follow us on Twitter at not just any pod. This is such a lazy outro. We're just
I don't feel like this is everybody does this.
Yeah,
everybody does this. Well, not everybody, but we do this.
Just me roasting this episode as we're recording.
Listen, I might cut out some of these roasts. This is too much. All right, so anyway, check out our other episodes, go ahead and give us a rating, and yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening.